Chimbley again, continuing on with our rollicking ride of Cockney show tunes. Arthur, what's next?
Oh, Charlie, I thought I would present to the listeners a typical example of the Cockney musical show tune genre, which includes a rousing chorus, clever wordplay, and a sing-along section. I've got it all lined up, Charlie. Just hit a button.
OK.
Welcome, monsieur, sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, rooking the guests and cooking the books. Seldom do you see honest men like me, a gent of good intent, who's content to be master of the house, doling out the charm, ready with an handshake and an open palm. Tells the salty dial, makes a little stir, customers appreciate a bon vivre. Glad to do me friends a favour, doesn't cost me to be nice, but nothing gets you nothing, everything has got a little price. Master of the house, keeper of the zoo, ready to relieve them of a sou or two. Watering the wine, making up the weight, picking up their knickknacks when they can't see straight. Everybody loves a landlord, everybody's bosom friend. I do whatever pleases Jesus, don't I bleed them in the end. Master of the house, with the catch your eye, never wants to pass it by the passing by. Servant to the poor, brother to the great, comfort a philosopher, a lifelong mate. Everybody's true companion, everybody's chaperone. But lock up your valises, Jesus, won't I skin you to the bone.
Who do you think that was written by, Charlie?
Well, that Cockney cove who wrote Holliver, obviously.
You mean Lionel Bart?
Him, yeah.
Yeah, well, that, my friend, is where you are mistaken. That song was written by a pair of frogs.
Frogs? You mean they worked on stage with frogs?
No, Charlie, no amphibians were armed in the making of this song.
What do you mean, then?
I mean French men.
What? From across the channel? Nah, never.
Yep. Two Frenchmen. That, my friend, is from the musical Les Mis.
Nah, pull the other one, Arthur. Les Mis is about French coves, not Cockney coves.
Yeah, but listen to the song. It's got all the hallmarks of a Cockney musical genre.
What, rousing chorus?
Yeah.
Clever wordplay?
Yeah.
Big sing-along section?
Yeah, and a Cockney accent. And you know why?
Because they work with frogs on stage?
Nah, Charlie, we're done with the frogs. Nah, it was because the writers of Les Mis, Alain Boublil and What's-His-Face Schoenberger, they was influenced by the great Lionel Bart himself.
Nah, never.
Let me eliminate
but
you.
But ain't that a cheese, Arthur?
Listen to the song.
In this life, one thing counts in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two.
Let's show a bit how to do it, my dear. Just a game, Oliver, just a game.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Why should we all break our backs?
Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys.
that was very rousing.
Yeah, with a great sing-along chorus.
Yeah.
Clever wordplay.
Yeah.
And Cockney accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, and know one more thing those two songs have in common?
Frogs. They work with frogs.
Nah, they're about fleecing.
Oh, sheep. They work with sheep.
No, fleece.
Flea circus, gotcha.
No, they stole from people.
Oh, of course, they had to make a living somehow, Arthur.
Yeah, well, personally, I think it's perpetuating unhelpful stereotypes about Cockney folk.
But Arthur, we steal things all the time. I got a 5-finger discount just yesterday from
continuing on, Charlie, with All Things Music
Hall. Yes, All Things Music Hall. Have we got another example of the genre, Arthur?
Yeah, it's all lined up right in front of you, Charlie. Press button.
Oom Papa, there's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear. Oom Papa, that's how it goes. Oom Papa, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose when they hear Oom Papa. Percy Snodgrass would often have the odd glass, but never when he thought anybody could see. Secretly he'd buy it and drink it on the quiet and dream he was an earl with a girl on each knee. Oom Papa, that's how it goes. Oom Papa, everyone knows. What is the cause of his red shiny nose? Could it be Oom Papa? What is the cause of his red shiny nose? Could it be Oom Papa? Goes walking down the alley, displays her pretty ankles for all of the men. They can see her garters, but not for free and gratis, an inch or two, and then she knows when to say when. Oh, Papa, oh, Papa, that's how it goes. Oh, Papa, oh, Papa, everyone knows. Whether it's hidden or whether it shows, it's the same old. But now she's up a gum tree. She let a fella feed her, then lead her along. What's the good of crying? She's made her bed to lie in. She's glad to bring the coin in and join in this song.
Oom Papa, once again by Lionel Bart from the musical Oliver! Exclamation mark. But you know, Lionel Bart was in fact a Jewish geezer.
Really? But it was so rousing. I couldn't stop myself from singing along.
It's a drinking song, Charlie. It's meant to be addictive. Contagious.
Drinking? Contagious? Well, that brings us to our next song, The Old Bull and Bush.
Yeah, mate, I'll just tell the old trouble and strife.
Come and make eyes at me down at the old bull and bush. Come, drink some old wine with me down at the old
we supposed to be singing? It's me or what?
Probably me old mug of buffoon, a big green cricket, a fancy a bow poop.
Look at that old git. He's a spell off the Art Mabel. He's a big part of listening, eh?
Now that is what I call a typical Cockney music hall sing-along, isn't it, Arthur?
Nothing is as what it seems.
Oh, you always got to pull the sheep over me eyes, don't you, Arthur?
Yeah, because that song was originally called The Anheuser-Busch. It was an advertisement for beer and was written by a team of Americans, including one Harry von Tilzer, a.k.a. Aaron Gumbinski.
Nah, never. Were there any music hall songs written by plain old simple Cockney coves?
Crash Bang Whop!
Ow, that hurt, Arthur.
No, the song called Crash Bang Wallop.
Oh, by Tommy Steele. That's a favourite.
All lined up in a wedding group. Here we are for a photograph. We're all dressed up in a morning suit, all trying not to laugh. Since the early caveman in his fur took a trip to Gretna Green, there's always been a photographer to recall the happy scene. Ah! Flash bang, what a picture, what a photograph. Poor old bloke, blimey, what a joke. Hat blown off in a cloud of smoke, clap hands, stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum. What a picture, oh, what a picture, run to the up, bum, 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 stick it in your pan, hey, up, bum. King Henry VIII had several wives, including Anne Boleyn, and he kept an album of their lives with all their photos in. As Anne Boleyn was on her knees, dressed in her very best frock, King Henry shouted, smile, dear, please, as her head rolled up the block. Ah! Ah! Flash paint, what a picture, what a picture, what a photograph. Comes the print in a little while, lost her head.
But she kept her smile.
Way! Clap hands, stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum. Oh, what a picture, oh, what a picture. Run to the up, bum, 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 bum. Stick it in your head, hey, up, bum. In a folio or seen the Shakespeare play, how Juliet fell for Romeo in the merry month of May. And as he climbed the orchard wall to reach his lady fair, as he tumbled she began to bawl, as he travelled through the air. Oh! Flash bang, what a picture, what a picture, what a picture. See the joke, type talk
talk. And
his doublet's broke. Oi! Oi! Clap hands, stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum. What a picture, oh, what a picture, up to the up, bum, 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 bum. Stick it in your head, hey, up, up. Josephine, there was just the same to do. He galloped home from the battle scene all the way from Waterloo. And as he came from off his horse to the boudoir where she sat, she said to him,
in French, of course.
As he took off his big cocked hat, oh, flash bang, what a picture, what a picture, what a photograph. There she was, leaning on the bar, pink champagne.
Ooh la la!
Whoa!
Oi! Ha ha!
Clap hands, stab the feet, bang on the big bass drum. What a picture, oh, what a picture.
Run to the
alcohol, run to the alcohol.
Stick it in your family, stick it in your family, stick it in your family album.
That was Crash Bang Wallop. What a picture from the musical Half a Sixpence, which is about how much we get paid to do this show.
I thought we got negotiated half for nothing, Arthur.
Yeah, moving right along. Well, actually moving right along, we are at the end of the show.
And what a ride it's been.
I'm Arthur Chimbley.
I'm a whole Chimbley.
Charlie.
Arthur.
We are the Chimbley Brothers, Esquire, at your service. And we would like to remind listeners that no frogs,
nor sheep,
nor fleas were harmed in the making of this episode of
Scallywag Show Tunes.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Changed the old rocker.